The Other Side of Silence, a novel of suspense, by Bill Pronzini, narrated by Nick Sullivan.
If we had a keen vision and feeling of all ordinary human life, it would be like hearing the grass grow and the squirrel's heartbeat, and we should die of that roar which lies on the other side of silence. George Eliot. Part 1. Death Valley. Chapter 1. When Gina finally left him and filed for divorce, Fallon put the Encino house up for sale and took his last 2 weeks of vacation from Unidyne. Then he loaded the Jeep Liberty and drove straight to Death Valley. Will Rodriguez was the only person he told where he was going. There was nobody else to tell, really. He had no close friends except for Will, and theirs was mostly a work-related friendship. And Timmy was 3 years gone now, and his folks both dead, too. Gina could have guessed, of course. She knew him that well, though not nearly well enough to understand his reasons. She'd think the same thing she always did when he went to the desert, and she'd be wrong. October was one of the valley's best months. All months in the monument were good, even July and August, when the midday temperatures sometimes exceeded 120 degrees, and Death Valley justified its Paiute Indian name, Tomisha, ground afire. If a sere desert climate held no terrors for you, if you respected it and accepted it on its terms, the attractions far outweighed the drawbacks.